The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Days like this, where Craig Hill is filling in for Dave Congleton here on Hometown Radio. And Dave is on vacation. He's in Amsterdam. And I don't think he's doing all the stuff that you would normally expect somebody who's in Amsterdam to do. You know, you have an idea of what you do there, but I think he's just more of a, I don't know, traditional vacationer type. He's on one of them riverboat cruises and having fun. He's posting a lot on his Facebook page, and looks like he's having a good time. I'm here for the rest of today. And next week, we have some guest hosts on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday? I don't know. I forgot what the schedule. Maybe he's back Wednesday. I'm not sure. But with Dave, you never know. So he might, not come in on that day. Who knows what's going on? I don't want to guess. But what I do know is what's happening today. At 6 o'clock, we got Barry Cleveland. He's going to be updating us on his Parkinson's journey. 5 o'clock, last call. You got something on your mind? Something you want to talk about? Then let's talk about it. All kinds of topics in the news, one of them being O.J. Simpson. So if you want to talk about him or anything else that's going on in the news, 5 o'clock is your hour. 4 o'clock, local restaurateur, Randy Pust. She's going to give us her insight into the world of working, running, owning a restaurant, and the current state of the restaurant business and or industry, whatever you want to call it. And 3:30, of course, we're doing pie. It looks like a raspberry rhubarb today from Lynn's, our great friends at Lynn's. John and Rini always knock it out of the park, and we are going to enjoy that because we've earned it. And we're having a special guest in whose name is James Taylor, not the singer. I always say not the singer. His name just happens to be James Taylor, and he is a local beats maker. I would say musician, but I don't know that he's a musician, but he specializes in making beats, which is something that my generation, you know, my people my age, I don't know, making beats. But he does that. And he's very, very good at it. He's been in once before for the pie segment. And you know what? He was willing to come back. Shocking. Isn't that crazy? Someone is willing to come back for the pie segment. And he's going to tell us about, you know, what he's been up to because he's made some progress since the last time he was on. So he's going to be here at 3:30 for that. But right now, as always, at 3 o'clock, like clockwork, we're going to be doing the Pet of the Week with Greer Eubanks from County Animal Services. Greer,
yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Who's our pet today? Who's our dog?
Well, I don't know.
Introduce us.
It might be the one that's on Traffic Way next week.
I know.
I live real close to that.
I feel bad having you here right now. I just want you to like just bust out, go get that guy.
I know.
I'll take care of the dog while you're away.
Yeah, you may wind up in my backyard when I get home. Okay, but what we really have, though, is a very, and I don't say this very often, a very special dog. This is a foster dog of Stacy's. Stacy, who also joins us on occasion here on the show, and she is having to leave town for a week, and she asked if I would help the foster. And so I got really, really lucky here because Lottie, our really sweet girl, who is a boxer lab mix, is in my care, in my house. And if you look at the pictures online, you're going to see what my sofa looks like.
No, okay, good.
Yes,
yeah,
because that's what Lottie likes to do.
Well, she's not very fluffy.
No.
Not a ton of hair.
No.
But it's white.
Yeah, she's mostly white with just a little speckles on her ears, kind of like little brown dots in there. But the thing I love about her is her temperament. She's calm, easygoing, just a mellow girl. She's a little shy when she first meets people.
Like definitely when, shy. When I came in, yeah, she had the tail between the legs and head down.
Yeah. But not in a bad way. She's just like a little cautious with new people.
Yeah.
And then after a few minutes, she just gets real calm and easy. So, yeah, Stacy brought Lottie by, and Lottie was like, oh, no, what's all this? And about 15 minutes later, it's like, okay, I think I can handle this, especially when I gave her treats, which she responds very well to.
Yeah, I noticed that. The dog kind of opened up a little bit when she was getting the treats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the thing I like about her the most is that she's calm and easygoing. So even though she isn't like small, I think she weighs probably about 35 pounds, maybe 40.
Maybe 40. Yeah. Well-built dog.
Yeah,
she's well-built. This is no Pomeranian by any stretch of the imagination.
But she's so calm. She's so easygoing that I can see if you want a dog that's just going to be, hey, if you don't want to go for a walk right now, I'll just lay down and take it easy. But whenever you're ready, then I'll go, which is nice, as opposed to sometimes you have a dog that you have to stop everything, take him out for a walk. That's not Lottie's thing. Lottie is just a nice, easygoing girl. So you've got a work a day thing going on in your house, but you want a companion dog that to just be by your side. Absolutely, Lottie would be an awesome, awesome dog.
So Lottie doesn't need to do anything.
No, she's
like, if you had a shepherd, a sheep dog.
Oh gosh,
you gotta have, you gotta be high energy, so because the dog's high energy.
Yes,
this dog kind of adapts itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe would enjoy running, but equally enjoys just sitting around.
Just sitting around until you're ready to go do your thing, whatever it is outside. She loves car rides. She jumps in the back easily and then loves looking out the window. So she's, she's like a tourist almost. She just likes checking out the scenery and see what's new going on.
How's the name spelled?
L-O-T-T-I.
Lottie.
Lottie.
Like la-ti-da.
There you go. What else about her? I mean, the nice thing about her is because she is so calm. Oh, by the way, she's totally housebroken. As soon as I showed her the dog door and the flap, one little push on the flap, she knew exactly what to do, mm-hmm. Went outside, took a pee, said, okay, yeah, I'm good now. I know what to do. So, I mean, this is very much so an easy keeper. And another great thing about her is that she likes to be with little dogs. And there's another great picture online at Animal Services showing her lying down with two other little dogs, just right in a row. So she's very calm with other dogs. Very easygoing. She doesn't get too energetic with them and, make them feel uncomfortable. She just kind of mellows out.
I see that she's calm and easy on the leash.
Yeah.
Those are the notes on there.
Yeah, yeah. All of that. She was an owner turn-in. They claimed that they could no longer keep me. Said they were great with kids of all ages and loves to sleep in my owner's bed. Well, that I believe.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
How old is Lottie?
We got her down at 6 years old, which I like that age. And the reason why is because when they're very young, there's a lot of training, a lot of work mm-hmm. to be done with a dog. And that's okay. If that's what you want to do, perfect. But now you've got a turnkey dog that has all the manners down, stay, sit, for treats, easy, gentle on the treats, a good, loyal companion. There's very little training you have to do here, folks. And at 6 years old, she's in the prime of her life, and she's still got, at least 7-8 more years left.
Now, do you think it's really six? Because I don't see six. I'm four, I see.
Owner turn-ins, and we don't know if they got her as a puppy
mm-hmm.
or when she was, quote, a year old or 2 years old. So we're estimating about six. But her teeth look great. Physically, she looks really good. I mean, I don't see any issues. You also get a free vet check when you do adopt Lottie. So, call the shelter, and since I'm fostering Lottie, what they will do is give you my phone number if you're interested, and then we can do a meet and greet anywhere you want.
Sign autographs. Yeah, backstage passes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I can do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, please believe me. If you're a musician out there getting ready to do a concert and all, I'd be more than happy to attend.
Perfect.
And bring Lottie with us.
And I can attest to the training needs that can get very annoying because my niece and nephew got a dog this past week and a puppy. And while I was there, they had the dog 2 days while I was there. I would not hesitate to say at least 15 accidents in the house in that time.
Oh, yeah.
And they have carpet.
Even
so,
worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were little accidents, but it's one of those things where you have to figure out, okay, right after they drink something, maybe 15 minutes after, what timing is it going to be? And whether you know when it's going to be or not, you got to put them out in the backyard and just sit there and wait because the dog's on their own schedule. And it's a puppy. The funny thing is the puppy might need to go. This actually happened. Started doing the squat. Oh, my God. Pick it up. Take it outside. As soon as they took it outside, it was far more interested in whatever was going on outside. And so then it just wandered around for the next 30 minutes.
Right.
So in the meantime, you're back there. And they didn't, you know, consult me before getting this dog. And I would have just said, get a dog that's older. Get a housebroken dog. Get a dog from the shelter instead of paying, you know, like three large for a puppy that's just going to destroy your carpet.
Right. I mean, there's a lot to be said, you know, for puppies. Look, they're very sweet. You know, they're you know, usually good cuddlers and, you know, for kids. But bottom line is, if you really don't want to go through the training, and you will have to do it with a puppy, as you very well explained, Craig, you just have to look for an older dog that has these built-in manners, including housebroken, like you get with Lottie, and you're done. All you have to do is just show them the ropes around the house, and that's all you have to do, and then you're done.
That's great, and we're done with this portion right here of the show. We're going to come back and find out what else is going on over at County Animal Services. We're here with Greer Eubanks, myself, and Big Jim behind the producer board over there. And so we'll be right back. You're listening to News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Girls just want to have fun, especially if they're a 4-year-old white, very well trained dogs and cats. Well, I mean, you know, they can be whatever color for cats. But we're here with our pet of the week, whose name is
Lottie.
Lottie Dahl, but Lottie. And she's joining us today, getting out of the kennel, enjoying a little tour around town. But Lottie's not the only one there.
Oh, gosh, no. You know, I was just looking online, and I knew this was going to be the case anyway. We have 57 dogs. In other words, that means we're full. And these are 57 adoptable dogs. And there are other dogs that are newly into the shelter that are strays, holds for hopefully somebody come and claim their lost dog. It's tough. It's tough right now.
These aren't bad dogs. They're cream of the crop, best dogs.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing is that, you know, we get some really great, great dogs. We tend to have bigger dogs than smaller dogs, although we got a few of those too. Go online at Slow Animal Services and you'll see pictures and sometimes even greater descriptions by people who've taken additional photographs or like I'm going to be doing, adding more info online about Lottie from my experience with her doing the fostering. excuse me. So, where we're at with this is that we need to get either A, more adoptions going, and or B, we also need to get more fosters because these are dogs that really deserve a good home. And if you're thinking about fostering, that you know, it's not a commitment to adopt. It's just to help us relieve our overcrowdedness. You want to call 805-781-4400. I think the prompt is 5, but I'm not sure about that. And you'll get the front desk, and then you can ask about fostering a dog. Of course, you have to come down and meet the dog and decide which one is good for you, you know, for your situation.
Each dog and each owner have their own personality.
All different.
You got to match up.
Yeah.
Has County Animal Services ever had like an adoption fair or some kind of weekend activity where they really promote coming down for something like that?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be doing more of that as the weather truly clears up because it's a weekend thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, this weekend would have been tough to do. But I hear it's on the agenda. I just don't know any of the facts of outside of animal services in particular locations of doing things like that where we have, like you said, a fair, if you will, where we have a half a dozen dogs and the adopt on the spot, you know, sort of ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. I know it, but it won't be until at least when we know the weather is going to be much more predictable for the weekends. Now, the other thing, though, is that we also do, a lot of people take our dogs out on what we call walkabouts. And I'll even do that. I'll bring a dog out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and go out the front of Costco or into Home Depot where you can walk dogs up and down the aisles. But out in front of Costco, what's nice is how many hundreds of people go in and out of that place every couple of hours.
Costco, is that like a little mom and pop shop? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. You know,
a little place?
Tiny little place. Tiny little bodega,
yeah.
Yeah, a big mom and pop shop. How's that? But I'll bring a dog out there, and there's two things that happen. Number one is sometimes you get a true interest in that particular dog, or at least lets people know that we get dogs like this or a little different, you know, to match your needs at the shelter all the time. So it's more of an exposure thing about the shelter and that dog. And that's one of the things we do quite frequently is walkabouts.
Now, you can do the event thing you were talking about with like 12 dogs here and there, but what about just bringing like a bouncy castle and a big green field, a fake grass or whatever, and having something at animal services so that way all the dogs get exposure?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I don't know. I haven't really thought of it that way.
Because right now, you got to push product, dude. I mean, you got to think like Apple.
I know.
And start pushing. You know, don't wait for the customer to come to you.
I agree.
You got to go to them, get out, say, hey, we're going to have this massive event. Come. Right. We're going to bounce house for the kids. So even if you don't adopt a dog, at least you got to, you know, bounce house for kids. Slash, the kids are going to see the dogs and want, Mom, I want that dog.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we've encouraged people, like, for example, school age kids, to have their teachers bring down classes of kids, which has been a lot of fun, too. And sometimes then the parents join also. So it's kind of like not quite an adoption thing, but it's more of an event, you know, to show off our dogs.
Okay.
And so we have been doing things like that, and that's been a lot of fun, I have to say. These kids are just a riot, you know.
What else do you have down there at the shelter?
Oh, gosh.
Within about a minute.
Yeah, we got two rabbits. That's it.
Are they both
dogs? No cats. We got no cats.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Well, that's good.
It is good. Although a lot of people like cats as pets, so I would recommend going to Woods or Feline Rescue, and that might help you find a cat for your needs. But it's been strange times, folks. Compared to what it was a decade ago, we had a lot of little dogs, some medium dogs, some big dogs, bunches of cats. It's a totally different scene, and it's hard to say why.
Yeah, but during COVID, you had like, what, two dogs?
Oh, yeah, two dogs.
Something nuts like that?
Yeah. We had more cats than dogs, but it'd be on the ratio of 5-2 or something, which was not much. But unfortunately, people come back from their time at home during COVID, and now they have places to go to, work, and so on, and they can't keep their dogs, so they're turning them into animal services, and that's how we're acquiring so many, and it's a problem. It really is. I highly recommend, if you do think you need to rehome your dog, please start with something like Craigslist. Take some photos, do a nice description of your dog, and then interview people that might be interested. You'd be amazed, I think, at how many adoptions you'll get.
We've got about 10 seconds left. Where do people go to get their dog?
Well, you want to go to Animal Services, which is off of Highway 1 going going north, and you want to turn left on Kansas Street and then left on Oklahoma, and you will be there. It's right after the Men's Colony on your right.
Perfect. All right. Man, you are right on the dot. You've done this before.
I think so.
All right. We're going to come back and enjoy some pie from our great friends at Lynn's. You're listening to Hometown Radio, News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
A wonderful day for pie. You can ask all the birds in the sky, and they'll tell you real sweet with a musical tweet.
It's a wonderful day for pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day for pie.
Is there ever a non-wonderful day for pie? That's what Dave always asks. That's what I ask, and I don't think there is. Pie is always wanted on all days, every day. And I'm here with Greer. who is also wanted every day by the police. And we have a special guest, James Taylor. I love your music, James Taylor.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Now, this is a different James Taylor. James has been in before, and shockingly enough, it was also a pie segment.
Yes, it was.
You were willing to come back.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have to come in and eat pie? Okay,
so
I guess.
So would you say this is a younger version of the original James Taylor?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. They look identical.
Both musicians.
Twinsies.
Yeah,
and they both love pie, because I'm pretty sure the other James Taylor loves pie as well. And we're here eating the raspberry rhubarb, courtesy of our great friends at Lynn's in Cambria. And one of the great things about this pie, some of the pies, like the cream pies, you can't get at the grocery store, and like the lemon meringue, which is phenomenal. You can't get those at the grocery store. This one, though, you can. You go to the frozen pie section at your local grocery store, like Spencer's or wherever else you want to go, and this pie will be there, and it's absolutely delicious, and it's very unique. I don't know anyone else that does a raspberry rhubarb.
No,
James, have you ever had it?
This would be my first time, actually.
Of anybody in the world. You've never had it before?
Actually, yes.
Now, I know Greer's had it before.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a big raspberry rhubarb fan.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, it's got a great tartness to it. You know, that's the one thing about it. In other words, what you're tasting is the real fruit. You know, the raspberry and the tartness of it. And of course, you know, the classic crust of, you know, of Lynn's that they put it, you know, to hold it all together. But not too sweet. You know, just that right balance. Like they always get. They get the balance just right.
That's what they do. And my right hand man,
I got to tell you, I'm a little upset with you right now, Craig.
Why is this?
Because where do you stash the pie? In my studio, and I have to smell the raspberry and the rhubarb for the first half hour of the show.
Yep.
Actually, the last hour, because I came in at like two. So, it's amazing, but I had to smell it without eating it.
Yeah, that actually happens to me quite a bit when I crack open a pie or a cake, and I just get hit with that just amazing smell.
Like amazing.
The chocolate cream pie or the banana cream, and it just hits you. And I literally close my eyes and I think to myself, God, I wish the listeners could smell this.
Oh, it's got a great smell. That's one we don't touch on, because how do you really get smell across on the radio?
Exactly.
But it's got an amazing smell. You can definitely... It's like it's just being baked, basically.
Yeah, and actually, it has just been baked. When I got it today, the bottom was warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
James, give us your impression of the raspberry rhubarb pie.
First of all, I'd like to say that it's very delicious. If you haven't tried it before, you should try it.
Come right up on that mic there.
All right. The very first thing that I actually tasted, though, was egg.
Mm. Egg?
Yes.
From the
They do have a little bit of an egg wash.
Well, that's what they do to get that flaky on the top.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one of the first things that stood out to me. And rhubarb is a new fruit flavor for me, so it was kind of different.
Yeah, I don't know what rhubarb tastes like. Like, to me, I think rhubarb is, it's a texture, and it will maybe lighten. I think, for me, it takes a bit of the tartness off the raspberry.
I think
it's not much of its own flavor, but it's something that kind of cools down the raspberry a bit.
I think for the uneducated in rhubarb, I think the closest you can get is just like a tart cherry taste.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going with tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is made with some egg.
Well, that's what they do to make it this super flaky light top. Like you can see right here, I just pushed on that top and it just delaminated that little crispy flake right on the top.
That's cool.
There you go.
My favorite
part. The egg wash.
Yeah.
No, the egg wash.
Yeah. The old egg wash, folks.
Now, every time I have the raspberry rhubarb, I think when I was a kid, and I'd get those, you know, the push-ups, the ice cream, you know, with the stick on it.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And I would get the multi-flavored one. It had raspberry sherbet in it. Mm. And this just reminds me of raspberry sherbet every time I have it.
Wow.
Well, that's brilliant. I think it's good. I have rhubarb at my house, so.
You have rhubarb at your house?
I grow it.
Actually. You grow? I just learned that about you. You grow rhubarb. Mm-hmm. What's it taste like?
Like tart cherry.
It does? I'm just wondering. Like, it doesn't taste like raspberry.
You don't want to eat rhubarb without it being baked.
So you bake the rhubarb?
It's not going to be. It's going to be one of those things. It's kind of one of those things that's like it's, wow. How would you ever imagine that this could ever be good? You bake it with like sugar and stuff like that. It comes like a tart cherry taste.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did not know that. I did not know that.
You know what I was thinking of is that all the years that we've been doing the pie segment, I think we as people have drooled more than the dogs that I brought on. You know, it's amazing how tasty these things are that you kind of go, this is really good. And I look over and it's like just a little drool coming down. It's like, oh, yeah, this is really good. But the dogs, you know, they're much better at holding and maintaining it.
Yeah, I think they're more interested in the bacon strips or whatever dog jerky that you bring in with you.
Yeah. I want to kind of like touch base on like the healthiness part of this pie. Like, what do we want to rate that? Because by tasting it, it doesn't taste like it's in.
Well, that's the thing
fatty
is.
Fatty pie. It's more like a healthier choice.
It is because it's all natural.
Okay.
No chemicals, no weird stuff in it. Mm-hmm. It's real cane sugar. It's real flour, real butter, mm-hmm. real everything.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's one of the great things about this is, and with all the Lynn's pies, is you'll get tons of whatever fruit it is inside the pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the jelly. Like sometimes you'll get. If you get a raspberry pie, it's like raspberry jelly.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. no raspberries. You get a blueberry, it's blueberry jelly. Not with Lynn's, because they actually fill it with the fruit in question.
Wow.
And so I always say these pies are the healthiest pies you'll ever have. They're like jogging.
Okay.
Just if you want to jog, just eat a pie instead. It's just as healthy.
By the way, rhubarb is technically a vegetable.
So we're eating a vegetable.
Technically,
right now.
You're eating a vegetable. And then you're also getting fruit because you've got the raspberries.
Yeah. Look at health nut. I didn't even know I was a health nut.
Yeah. All right. I mean, if you Google rhubarb, it is technically a vegetable because it grows like, it looks like celery.
Yeah. It looks like reddish celery.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a big leaf on it. Now, you're not supposed to eat the leaf. You're supposed to cut that off.
Okay.
And it's pretty toxic, I guess. But
Lynn's doesn't use
that. How would you ever know that this could be good in a pie? Because you cut the leaf off, you can't eat that. Yeah. I don't know if it'll kill you, but it's toxic.
So the
stalk part looks like celery, but it's like a red color.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how she kind of came up with this combo, because I've never heard of raspberry rhubarb.
Mm-hmm. No.
I've heard of rhubarb pie, but I've never heard of raspberry or anything rhubarb other than
that's the reason I started kind of growing it, is because I like just rhubarb pies or like a rhubarb kind of crisp.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never seen a combo with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the thing is. I've never, you know, it's hard to find it, but this raspberry rhubarb is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lynn's does have just a rhubarb pie too.
I don't think so. I think it's just the raspberry rhubarb. James, have you been to Lynn's up in Cambria?
You know what? I did speak on that last time. I said, you know, I got to go check it out. I have not been able to go check it out yet.
And how long have you lived on the Central Coast?
Wow. You had to put me on blast, didn't you?
Now, you came from D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm going to San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
So you hopped on a jet, first class, came to San Luis Obispo.
Did.
But you haven't been to Lynn's yet.
I have not been to Lynn's yet.
Oh, man. I didn't even know she made pies
until the first time.
Well, that's Renee loves baking, and she has kind of become, I think, the official baker of the Central Coast, because they're the ones, if you think the Central Coast, you think Olalla Berry. That's kind of our Central Coast official berry.
Yeah.
But it's that way because Renee and John and Renee Lynn brought in the Olalla Berry to the Central Coast. Yeah. They're the ones that introduced it and made it popular here on the Central Coast. So that is kind of where they got their start as far as being like official pie maker of the Central Coast.
Okay.
And then coming up with all these combinations, Renee was just able to come up with some amazing pies, unique pies. I mentioned the lemon meringue earlier, and it looks like a jester's hat. Have you ever seen a court jester where it kind of comes off that way and that way? It looks just like that. It's an amazingly beautiful and delicious lemon meringue pie.
I would definitely recommend this for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
it's definitely a holiday pie/vegetable pie.
It's actually good, you know, because it's kind of like,
usually you think pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Maybe apple. But raspberry rhubarb
gives a little zip to it. Yeah, I like that.
Because everyone else is going to be bringing the Lynn's pumpkin and the Lynn's apple.
Right, right.
You bring the Lynn's raspberry rhubarb. Yeah, you stand out.
I think that'll take over the cranberry sauce.
Just a little bit. Oh,
anything take over the cranberry sauce, please.
Yeah. Just warm it just a bit, and maybe just a little bit of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
With a little turkey on top.
There it is.
Now, we're months away. Well, several, but many months away from Thanksgiving. So think about this one for Thanksgiving or any time of year. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good summer pie because of the raspberries. It's very cooling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good summer pie as well. So I'm giving it two big thumbs up. Dog, did you give Lottie any crust yet?
While you're doing that, lying there, but I'm going to try it right
while
now.
We get Lottie's opinion. All right. What do you, James? What do you think?
I say two thumbs up all year round.
All right. Jimbo, to my right.
I'm licking the spoon even as we speak.
All right.
Because we use a fork. But I would say two thumbs up. Yeah, for sure.
And Lottie, what did you say about the crust?
Lottie said, yes, more, please.
All right. And what does Greer say?
And Greer says, absolutely, more, please.
All right. We got lots of thumbs and paws up here for the Lynn's raspberry rhubarb. Like I said, this one you can get in the frozen pie section of your local grocery store or head up the coast. As I always say, if the worst part of your day is driving up the coast of California with the crashing waves on one side and the rolling green hills on the other to the quaint village of Cambria, then your life's not too bad.
That's right.
So head up there really and bad. Get the raspberry rhubarb. When we come back in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to our special guest, James Taylor, not that one, a different one, and hearing about music because, like that one, he also creates music.
Yeah.
And last time he was here, we were talking about how he was just getting started. And we're going to find out how things have developed over the last few months with him and his career and where it is going. So we'll be right back. You're listening to News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. We're back on News Talk 920 KVEC. I'm Craig Hill, and we're here with our guest and pie taster, James Taylor, and he's the creator of this music. This is yours, right?
Yes, sir.
And sorry, I'm getting the wrong slides on the wrong pots here. All right, here we go. So that's James Taylor.
Yep.
This is your music right here. Now, this is this called beats? These are beats?
This is just the whole thing, you know. I'm an instrumentalist, basically. You know, it's a track.
Mm-hmm.
So I create the beat, you know, and everything that a drum set, I feel like a drum set should use. So it's multiple amounts of different types of styles of drums, drum beats.
Well, so let's pop this back up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, now you were here a few months back. How long has it been? 5 months?
I think it's been about like three, four, five months, something like that.
And last time you were here, you were looking to, your music wasn't, what do you call that? Not trademarked, but you were working on getting it.
Published and copywritten.
Yeah, published and, that's a copyright. You hadn't had it copywritten yet. You were still a little nervous about getting out there.
Right.
And kind of mingling with other artists because, you work hard on your music, but yet without having that copyright on there, it's just. It's free range. Go ahead. Someone can take it.
Yeah.
But now you've copywritten your music. You're publishing it. You're on different websites. People can listen to your music.
Absolutely.
If they want to listen to it, where should they go?
Well, any streaming platform that a person listens to music on, whether it's iHeartRadio, Pandora, Tidal, BoomBap, to the normal ones that we're used to hearing about, like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube Music, regular YouTube, I'm there.
So, let's say listeners out there and they're like, I want to hear more of this, where would you send them?
Well,
like if on YouTube, let's say.
I'm more of a fan of YouTube music. Mm-hmm. Me myself personally, I have a ton of liked and albums and mixtapes from different, you know, music genres and stuff like that on my own personal playlist. So I use YouTube music.
Now, who are they looking for? Obviously, not James Taylor.
Okay, so guess guys got to get familiar with calling me Jam Lord. That's my handle there.
Jam, is that one word or two?
That's two words.
Two words, Jam Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's you.
Yep.
So if anyone else wants to go out and listen to this now, do you know what your number was as of this morning? How many people have checked out your music? Because if you know it now, by the time you get home tonight, it'll be like 10 million more.
Oh, wow.
Just from this show.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's very awesome, you know, and that's you know, one of the goals, one of the dreams, and, you know.
One of them is going to be Greer.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Greer. Big shout out to you, Craig. You know, oh. Big shout out to, you know, my coworkers where I work at, this regular 9-to-5, man. This is part of my dream, you know. So thank you very much for, you know, just bringing me on and let me showcase a little bit.
But what's the end goal now? Are you creating this just as it is, or are you looking to collaborate with other artists?
I definitely want to collaborate with other artists.
And is there a network on the Central Coast for that?
There is definitely a network. First, I want to also take the time to shout out Risco. He's having an event this Sunday at a local recording studio called the Sauce Pot.
Oh yeah, that's off
studios.
Is that Tank Farm?
Yeah, off of Tank Farm.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to go in Sunday, and I believe that I actually worked with this guy before, but, you know, we'll see when I get there. But it's supposed to be a event where other artists, musicians and singers, whatever, you know, beat makers, producers, they're all going to meet up, and we can just get a chance to collab and network. So, you know, I just wanted to shout that out for anyone interested in that, because you could probably meet some really interesting people.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, especially for something that's, I don't know, like, you know, a small world kind of thing, especially here on the Central Coast, getting to meet all the other people that are into, you know, what you're doing.
Yes.
And vice versa. Yeah. You're looking for somebody who does what they do.
Yeah.
They're looking for somebody who does what you do.
Yeah.
That's great. Yep. And is it just for, like, is it invite only kind of thing?
No, I think that it's word of mouth. Like, you know, the more people know about it and that is going on, you know, the more, you know, people might find the time to show up for it.
But creative types, mostly people that are looking to collaborate and work together with other artists.
Absolutely.
People who are looking to get free pizza.
From 3 to 7, by the way.
Okay.
3 to 7.
And, okay. All right. What, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Very cool. The Sauce Lab. You can't miss it because they got a big sign.
Yeah.
Right out there off Tank Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, cool. So how would you say your music is progressing?
I'd say my music is progressing really, really well. You know, the only thing that I'm missing is artists over top of the instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd be really good for me to go in there and to internet and to meet new people. And you know,
you're looking for singers, you're looking for rappers, you're looking for maybe other DJs, whatnot.
Absolutely. You know, if they want to mix it and do some different mixes and stuff like that, keep it on the instrumental, just like more of like, you know, my style is just to jam out to them. You know, that's what I love to do, you know, and they can also be used for that too, because I think it's a feeling, it's like a mood feeling type of music. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even really need lyrics on top of these tracks to actually like develop like a scenario. Because I just think that it like gets into you, it works on you over time, and it gets into you, and then it does something different than any other song with lyrics or singing can do, because you're so like just caught up within that person's lyrics, you know, whatever they're saying, they're singing or rapping or stuff or whatever, that, you know, a part of the music is not all the way effective. You know, you're more affected. It's like half and half. The music is good. Then you got the lyrics and you're like kind of like more focused on the lyrics. And that's kind of like driving you toward what the music is doing with the lyrics. You know, so I like the idea of just listening to the music for a little bit too.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Here's how you do it.
Okay.
You show up to the event.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, forget about the event. Send a raspberry rhubarb pie to Dre. It's going to send you over the top.
Okay.
He's going to be like, who's this guy? I got to have him.
Yeah.
Put him on my label.
Yeah.
Good. Here's your $1 million and your G6 jet. I just realized we're going to a break, Greer.
Yes.
One more push. We've got about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay. So we've got Lottie, 6-year-old, let's say boxer lab mix, great dog that I'm fostering. Call Animal Services. If you want to see Lottie, they'll put you in touch with me, and then we can get her adopted.
Odelay,
homies.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.